This is an important story for Boulder, and Boulder should know it. And the story is that its newspaper is in a death spiral.
That's Dave Krieger, who until last week wrote all the editorials for the Daily Camera. He says the Camera's current business model is forcing the paper to its knees, and the 128-year-old Daily will not survive if its New York owner, Alden Global Capital, continues to extract larger and larger profits by reducing the Camera's staff. The editorial Krieger had penned for the Camera said Alden is endangering the paper's future. He self-published his editorial after the newspaper's publisher said the Camera would not carry it. Krieger says it was the first time his content had been censored.
This violated the basic and really sort of sacred norm in journalism, which is that journalists make those decisions and publishers do not. Business people do not. That we do not make decisions about editorial content based on our financial interests. That's just rule number one. And there's no decent journalism organization in the country that does not abide by that rule. Because by definition, there is a tension between the interests of the business side and the interests of the editorial side. So this was the first time that the business side said, no, we're going to start making these editorial decisions. And so that's a basic violation of a journalistic principle that editorial people cannot allow to be violated. Because at that point, the paper is nothing but a mouthpiece for its owners. And, you know, that used to be the case in the bad old days, that owners would use newspapers simply to advance their own interests. But I had thought we had gotten beyond that. In any case, once that happens, editorial people have to stand up and say no. And if they don't do that, I don't know what they stand for.
The Camera has been Boulder's main daily newspaper since 1890. But Krieger argues that if Alden continues to drain cash from the paper by cutting staff, then in-depth coverage of local civic issues could suffer.
When I started on this debate internally about whether we should write on this, the key point to me was this is an important story for Boulder, and Boulder should know it. And the story is that its newspaper is on the verge of death. It is on a trajectory toward death. It is in a death spiral. That is what Alden's policies of milking it for all of the cash that it can and constantly forcing it to cut in order to satisfy Alden's demand for these profits. The only end of that chart would be that the paper ends up closing. My position was Boulder needs to know this. This is a big story. The only reason they don't know it is because it's happening to the town storyteller. We would tell the story about any other 128-year-old Boulder institution. And so our obligation, in my opinion, was to get the story out and let Boulder know. If Boulder wants to save this institution, then it should know it's in dire peril and therefore be able to take whatever steps it wants to take. If Boulder doesn't want to save it, that's okay too, if it knows it and makes that decision.
Krieger wanted his editorial to run in the Camera as a follow-up to the Denver Post's critical opinions about Alden on April 8th, following the announcement that one-third of the Post staff will be cut this year. Post editors called on Alden to sell the paper rather than continue reducing staff and its ability to provide front-range news coverage. Krieger says it might be time for Boulder to do the same.
If the ownership of the Boulder Daily Camera is so corrupt that it will not even allow itself to be used as a platform for a discussion of this important civic issue, if it is so corrupt that it will suppress any mention of this important Boulder issue, then I have to admit, it might not be worth saving. If the principle is that Boulder needs a public square, a First Amendment institution that provides a platform for debate and discussion of all the local civic issues that Boulder has, which I think we have served as, at least over the last 3.5 years, I'm sort of proud of the role that the opinion pages in Boulder have played in the debate over municipalization, over growth, over all of the issues that are top of mind in Boulder. You know, we've run just scores and scores of guest opinions on both sides, of letters to the editor on both sides. It's been a very robust platform for debate. And Boulder needs one of those. It's a very highly educated community with a lot of very involved citizens who like to get their opinions out there. So it needs a public square of some kind. But if this one is run by people that is completely self-centered, then the question is whether Boulder, with all of its startup culture, with all of its venture capital people, whether Boulder really ought to start something else, whether it needs to create a platform of its own that doesn't start with ownership by a private equity hedge fund in New York City.
As the Camera's editor the last 3.5 years, Krieger has had supporters and critics, but says his opinion pieces were always his own and not influenced by the hedge fund owners.
We were accused often when we failed to support certain causes in Boulder, like municipalization of the electric utility, for example, we were often accused by the activists who were in favor of those causes of carrying water for our corporate overlords. They wrote that a lot. But nobody ever called me to say, what kind of pressure do you get as the editorial writer? I write all the editorials, so I'm pretty much the first person's first on this one. What kind of pressure do you get? And if they had, the answer to that question was zero. I never got a call, never got an email of any kind trying to influence the political take on any of our editorials. I was completely influence-free until this. And so my conclusion is they don't care about content at all. They care about cash, period, except when the content is about them, and then they step in.
Several Boulder citizens have reported sending letters to the Camera's editorial page about Krieger's termination, but none had been printed as of Sunday. For KGNU, I'm Roz Brown.